This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yankees had first and third one-out chances in the 10th and the 11th inning today after they rallied to tie it at four. Dramatic fashion, by the way, in that ninth inning. You're down to your final strike twice and rally for three with Peraza and Grisham. Who else but Grisham to tie the game at four? But are those opportunities empty, coming up empty in the 10th and the 11th? That paved way for the Pittsburgh chance in the bottom half of the 11th off Devin Williams. And Susan telling us, Aaron Boone saying, Devin Williams, that's a low changeup, pretty much executed the pitch. But Pham lifted it, the infield and the outfield in, lifted it enough, got it up in the air. Big hit for Tommy Pham, who had been struggling mightily. A walk-off single scoring Sawinski from third. He had stolen third on the previous at-bat, previous sequence, setting up Tommy Pham for the game winner. And the Yankees, this is funny to say, post-game, struck immediately against Andrew Heaney in this game. Heaney was masterful for Pittsburgh, but Goldschmidt struck out on a change to start this game. Cody Bellinger, one out towards the middle, knocked down by IKF, a base hit for Bellinger, and Heaney rallied from 3-0 down to strike out Judge on a slider. But Bellinger swiped second in the first inning during that battle with Judge, and Jazz Chisholm with Bellinger in scoring position, two down, got the Yankees off right.
Pitch swung on, hit to the gap in right center field, giving chases O'Neill, going long in the gap, and it hits off the fence, and scoring is Bellinger, holding it second is Jazz Chisholm, and the Yankees have an early lead. Jazz with an RBI, hit it off the fence just to the right of dead center.
And that RBI, his ninth in the ninth game of the season, so a pretty good pace going for Jazz Chisholm. 1-0 Yankee lead, and Will Warren looking to build on that awesome season debut on Tuesday. Started well today, 8 up, 8 down. That included striking out the first two in the first inning, a nasty sweeper. Getkey Brian Hayes swinging an excellent sinker to freeze Brian Reynolds. But in the second inning, Andrew McCutchen bidding for a base hit, maybe the first hard hit ball off Will Warren. Anthony Volpe said no.
3-2. Pitch to McCutchen. Swung on, hit hard. Left side, Volpe grabs, slides, gets up, throws. Got him. Nice play. Two down.
That's one of the things. And every time we had heard that Anthony Volpe has no arm. Remember a couple of years ago? I think we can stop all the talk now that maybe he's a better second baseman than he is a shortstop.
Yeah, that quick release. And on that play, sliding, getting to his feet, a classic Anthony Volpe specialty. The defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. And Warren was mowing them down at that point. Set down the first eight total until he walked a nine-hitter, former Yankee Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, two out in the third. And Hayes followed with a base hit to left. First jam of the day for Warren, and he fell behind Brian Reynolds 3-1.
3-1 pitch sent to left center field. Long run for Grisham. Going back, and it's off the top of the fence. Scoring is Kiner-Falefa. Hayes coming around third. He scores. And it's a two-run double by Brian Reynolds to give Pittsburgh a 2-1 lead here in the third inning.
402 feet, 109 miles an hour off Reynolds' bat. Warren gave in with a sinker, too much plate. And that gave Andrew Heaney a well-deserved 2-1 lead for Pittsburgh, because despite that first inning run on the Jazz RBI double, Heaney, six strikeouts through three, mostly cruising. How about this? O'Neill Cruz, who had an adventurous few days, to put it lightly, in center field. Kind of a giveth and taketh away situation in the fourth inning. With one out, he robbed Anthony Volpe on a sinking line drive, full body dive. But with two out, misplayed a Wells liner to right center under his glove, kind of olayed it. Wells raced to third, but it didn't matter for Heaney. Struck out Jason Dominguez, fanned him on a curve to strand Wells at third and the fourth inning. Eight strikeouts through four for Heaney, and the Pirates backed him up with more in the fourth. One out triple by Emmanuel Valdez, and Tommy Pham got him home. Sacrifice fly to right, 3-1 Pittsburgh. didn't stop there. Warren not as sharp today, and Frazier banged a single up the middle. IKF, the next to dig in.
3-1 Pirates here in the home fourth. Swings and drives one to the gap, left center field. That's going to get down, and Frazier and everybody's going to run. Frazier to second, gets the third. He'll throttle down and score easily as Kiner Falefa gets into second base with an RBI double.
And a 4-1 Pittsburgh lead at that point. Warren pulled after the fourth inning. That was more than enough run support for Andrew Heaney. Outside of the Goldschmidt single with two away in the fifth inning and a Volpe walk, the lone walk Heaney issued today, that with two away in the sixth inning, nothing to write home about. That was only, the traction. When you think about the traction today for the Yankees on the base paths against Heaney, the Wells triple under the glove of Cruz in the fourth inning, that was the only runner to second base, the second inning through the seventh against Andrew Heaney, who was masterful. Seven innings, a five-hit, one-run ball, 10 strikeouts, and just one walk. And despite that fantastic work out of the Yankee bullpen we were discussing with Susan, Brent Hedrick, Yoendris Gomez, silencing Pittsburgh, final four innings, four no-hit frames between the two of them. Looked like the Yankee offense was going quietly today. Dennis Santana, 1-2-3-8 against the top of the Yankee order, former Yankee Santana. But in the ninth, lefty Ryan Borucki struck out Jazz. Volpe slammed a single to short. Austin Wells, good idea, looking to bunt for a hit. Excellent play by Hayes, though, the third baseman, to nab Wells. Volpe danced to second on that Hayes sparkler. Two-out grit here. Fight. From what part of the order? Sensing the theme, the bottom of the order. Jason Dominguez worked a walk, brought the tying run to the plate. Oswald Peraza. Borucki, 2-2 to Peraza. Yankees down to their final strike, and Peraza came through.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on, 4-1 Pirates. The pitch swung on down the third baseline off the glove of Hayes. Coming around to score is Volpe. And digging for second is Peraza with an RBI double. Dominguez stops at third. The Yankees still alive. It's 4-2 Pittsburgh.
And showing something, Oswald Peraza, against the left-handers, given the opportunity, two consecutive starts, and that a clutch hit, couple of starts, and Peraza coming through, scored Volpe, Chase Dominguez to third, 4-2 game all of a sudden, tying run Peraza in scoring position and set up, how about this for drama, Trent Grisham, maybe the hottest hitter on the planet since Thursday, already with a single on the day earlier, Yankees looking for a base hit to tie it, another two-strike count, here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
Two outs and two on, a 4-2 Pirate lead, top nine here in Pittsburgh. The pitch, swing on, hit to the right side, in the right field for a base hit. Here comes Dominguez, here comes Peraza, Trent Grisham ringing the bell. It's a 4-4 ball game, top nine here in Pittsburgh. Trent Grisham having a fabulous series, and it just continues.
The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience the all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. 3-2 out runs in the ninth. The 8-9 hitters, Peraza and Grisham. The clutch knocks both with two strikes, no less, and Grisham made it 8 for his last 15 with that knock alone. Tie game, Weaver, easy 1-2-3 coming in, bottom of the ninth. Extra innings for the first time this season. Yankees sort of back from the dead there. Even though they had won the series, you would have taken it, right? 2 out of 3. Even though the Yankees just ran into a masterful Andrew Heaney today. Well, the Yankees wanted to get a little greedy there. Top 10, former Yankee Caleb Ferguson, the lefty, and with Goldschmidt, the ghost runner, got Bellinger to ground a second, productive out because Goldie moved up to third. But then an easy call. Intentionally walked Aaron Judge to set up a double play. Also set up that lefty-lefty matchup with Jazz, and Ferguson got Jazz to pop to second. Runners still at the corners, two away, and Volpe hit one hard towards the middle, but the second baseman Frazier positioned perfectly, took it to the second base bag. And that's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. You'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. So the Yanks coming up empty in the 10th, right after Weaver had the 1-2-3 ninth, right after they'd rallied for three with two outs in the ninth to tie. That was a perfect opportunity for the Yankees to take advantage. Bottom 10, Weaver back out there. IKF the ghost runner this time. Weaver got a grounded to short from Key Brian Hayes. Perfect because Volpe could hold IKF at second, one away, then a Reynolds liner to right. Bellinger not only made the play, showed off his cannon, a laser to third. Kept IKF at second once again. And the Yankees gave O'Neill Cruz the open base at first with two down, intentional walk. But Weaver, he walked Joey Bart on four pitches. So Weaver had to get Jack Sawinski, who had come on for defense and played some McCutcheon an inning earlier. Sawinski, bases loaded, two out, bottom 10. Game on the line. Could Weaver keep this game alive?
Luke Weaver in a jam with the bases loaded. Bottom 10, two balls, two strikes, two outs, bases loaded. Here's the pitch to Sawinski. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Dances off the mound. Luke Weaver. Hey now. Great job by Luke to get out of that situation as we go top 11.
A yeoman's work for Luke Weaver yet again. But the Yankees missing that opportunity in the top of the 10th. Another one top of the 11th. The lefty Joey Wentz this time in for Pittsburgh. Volpe the ghost runner for the Yanks. And Wentz struck out Wells on a curve falling off the table. Dominguez reached on an error. IKF the shortstop threw low, but an easy dig out for Valdez not made. So opportunity, first and third, one out for the ninth inning heroes. Peraza came to the plate, struck out though on a cutter up, and Grisham a hero all week for that matter. He fly to left. So runners at the corners, only one out in both the 10th and the 11th. Yankees didn't cash in. And bottom 11, Devin Williams on for Weaver, took over for the Yanks, and the Pirates broke the back and forth with Sawinski, the runner off second. He made the final out of the 10th. Sawinski, after the Valdez fly ball to left, following hitter, stole third with Pham at the plate. Big time difference. Infield comes in. Outfield comes in. Yankees looking to cut down anything. And Tommy Pham, who's had a miserable early start to the season. Well, Tommy Pham coming up in a big time way today.
And a pitch. Drive deep to left, and the Pirates have won this game. A one-hopper at the base of the fence. Tommy Pham got a base hit. Sawinski scores, and the Pirates salvage a game in this series. And they win it 5-4.
So you did, when you look at those missed opportunities in the 10th and the 11th, yeah, you had some guys sitting on the bench, some guys who have been hitting the ball well lately. You had Cabrera, you had Rice, but you can't really question at all. In my mind, Peraza, Grisham, 8-9, the two heroes from the ninth inning. Peraza, and maybe you think, oh, do you make a move? No, and Peraza's been swinging a hot bat. You also got a lefty still in the game in Wentz. He's been hitting lefties really well. Peraza just came through for you in the ninth inning. Yankees rolled with what was working. The bottom of the order, magic the last few days. Peraza and Grisham just didn't come through in the 11th. It happens, bottom 11. Williams, according to Aaron Boone, executes that pitch to Tommy Pham. He slams one out there, and the Pirates win this one 5-4.